From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has released an awful lot of music recently, not only an EP called Invisible, but a brand new record called Aloha. Sun Little is back. Hello.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
That's great to see you. I'm doing very well. How are you?
You too. I'm doing good.
As I mentioned, you have put out a lot of music in a short period of time. Usually an EP kind of falls in between records, but you kind of bundled them up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, why not, you know, give them a little 1-2 punch, right?
They're both fantastic, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Hey, it's been a while since you were here, and for folks that do not know a lot about your background, you are closely associated with Philadelphia, but not originally from there, right?
Right.
From what, New York, New Jersey?
I grew up in New York and then New Jersey, yeah. Born in California, and then,
oh, no kidding.
And then moved up, lived in New York and Jersey after that.
What was going on with all of the different places?
Hey, you know, just trying, you know, getting a sense of what's going on the other coast, I guess, you know, back and forth.
And where are you now?
I'm back in L.A. You know, just trying to bring it full circle here.
Yeah. I read that you started getting interested in music as a result of a piano at your dad's church.
Right.
Like when you were a little kid,
right,
just playing around. Were you playing sort of church music, gospel stuff?
The way I would look at it is, you know, I'm upstairs during the service and, you know, we're singing hymns and there's harmonies and stuff. I was influenced by that. And then we would go down in the church afterwards, you know, have your coffee cake. And during the coffee cake time, I was down there making free jazz.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, with your forearms and whatnot.
And right? whatever it takes, right?
This new record, is it different, do you think, from your previous work?
I know
that a lot of the creation of it is considerably different than your past projects, but what about sonically?
You know, sonically, I think it's in it's got its own little lane, you know, and I think it's a little warmer than some of my past work in some ways, you know. I mean, I don't know that I'm not this guy that goes out and like completely reinvents himself and comes back in a Joker mask, you know, from the last project. I'm not going to come back punk rock one time and then the next time it's going to be, but I think it's more like a zeroing in on a particular mood at a time. And, you know, I have certain tools that I like and they're all at play here. But, I think the end result is sort of a warmer sound than the other two records.
Well, we have stripped away pretty much everything here in our studio, just you and an acoustic guitar. Sun Little is my guest live today here on JPR. The new records, both of them, Invisible is the name of the EP. Aloha is the full length. Information online at sunlittle.com. What do you want to play first?
Let's do Hey Rose first.
And this is from Invisible, yeah?
That's right.
This is Sun Little, live here at JPR.
There's a big brass band in the park today. Those alone don't speak what my mouth can't say. Can I read you every letter, turn you every page? Can I hold you till these dark dreams fade? Hey, Rose, your soul is a picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite. I'll steer these wheels on down the road all night from New York to Ohio. Can I drive you to California, fly you over Spain? Can I take you to the place where the dolphins play? Hey, baby, can you hear me, darling? Can you see it, baby? Do us both a favor. Stay while I rebuild the world on paper road. Your soul is the picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite. Built talk, touch tones, no telephones. I reach the front door, nobody's home. Can I listen to your heartbeat here every month? Can I stay right here in your garden, love, hey, Rose? Well, your soul is a picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite, and you taste just like your name. Where your soul is a picture, and your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite, and you taste just like your name. Your soul is a picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is so exquisite, and you take just like a name. There's a big brass band in the park today. Those long notes speak what my mouth can't say. I indulge you every pleasure, engaged in lover's games, and I hold you till these dark dreams fade.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is Hey Rose. Sun Little is playing live for us here in the studio. Music from the EP called Invisible. There's a brand new record called Aloha as well. Anti Records is the label. Information online, sunlittle.com. The visuals for this, there are a number of bicycles involved. What? Why? Where'd that come from?
You know, it's funny. Like, you know, they say it's like life imitates art, I guess, you know. I actually just stumbled on this piece, you know, an art piece in a magazine. It was really like a cubist painting of a bicycle rider. So it's only kind of suggested, and it crossed my mind to, you know, kind of do something like echo that with myself. And of course, as you see some of the images, the image for Aloha is myself, the image of myself echoed on the bicycle.
Do you ride?
I do. I mean, I'm not exactly, I wouldn't call myself a cyclist, you know, but I know how to ride a bike, you know. It'll get me from one place to another. And I had been riding a bike a lot lately. So, you know, in the aftermath, maybe after picking it for the artwork, it inspired me to start getting on the bike again.
There is one other minor through line that I have noticed in your work. There's a reference at one point to dolphins. New Magic had a single called Blue Magic Waikiki.
That's
new
right.
Record's called Aloha. What's with the Hawaiian stuff?
You know, it's funny. Things just come up in bunches. I think, you know, some of that I don't know. It's in the ether, I guess. But I wrote a bunch of these songs sitting in a little house in this place called Aloha Court. I had previously been in Waikiki working on Blue Magic, and I feel like kind of the energy of that place went into that song, and you know, just that visit to Hawaii has kind of stuck with me too. But I like the idea, you know, with Aloha, I like the idea of saying hello and goodbye at the same time, and you know, all these things kind of mix up together.
The songs that went into this record, are they truly a second batch of songs or a recreation of the first batch of songs that you lost?
For the most part, they're completely different songs.
No
actually,
kidding.
Yeah.
So the backstory here is you had a bunch of songs that you had written and they were on a computer and the computer crapped out and you lost them all.
Well, it was the drive. The computer's okay. The drive, I fried somehow.
Was it just lyrics or had you actually recorded some?
You know, it was really more
stuff?
The music. You know, yeah. I was experimenting with some stuff and how to get some beats and some music down, and I felt like I'd sort of gotten into a groove. You know, the lyrics weren't quite there with a lot of them, so that's why the ones I would say that did make it are kind of the opposite, where I had the lyrics and the structure done. So I ended up just recreating those, but a bunch of the stuff, it just felt like better to leave it alone, and maybe I'll go back to it later.
Yeah, how painful is that when that happens?
It's pretty painful, you know. It's a hard reset.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta.
Do you start going back through notebooks and voice memos on your phone to try to find whatever's left of all of those ideas?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm always doing. Yeah, I was pretty thorough scrounging around to try and find anything that was left, but there wasn't a whole lot. But I think I think now that I'm past that and we finished the record anyway, maybe I can go back and pick up the scraps and move forward, because some of that stuff I really love.
Maybe there'll be another EP.
Right, yeah. For the next EP, sure.
So of all the places that you could have gone to record this record, you went to Paris.
Yeah.
Why?
I work closely with a label there that has brought me, of all the places in Europe, I've been in Paris by the longest, by far, the most by far. So, the energy of the city really grabbed me right away. Just felt really, really comfortable there right away. And so over time, I've been trying to spend more and more time. And what's some of the people that I work with there, we've talked a bunch about doing this, and just couldn't find the time. And I realized, like, it's like anything else in your life that you love, you got to carve the time out. And I just started talking about it a lot to everybody, and then people kind of fell in line, and we made it happen,
Huh. And for the first time, is it true? The first time you kind of gave up some control, like it had been you on all of the previous stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess since the stuff I did with RJ, which was like back in RJ D2 back in like 2010, 2011, I've really been more focused on the stuff I was producing myself. So it's like, yeah, all production and playing all the, I'm still playing all the instruments, but yeah, to have another perspective in the control room, listening, really, it made a world of difference for me,
Yeah. Can we hear something from the new record?
Sure, absolutely.
Sun Little is my guest playing live here in the studio. The new one is called Aloha on Anti Records. What do you want to play?
This is going to be Suffer.
Everything is fine. You know that is a lie. Tired of wrestling with the ties that bind. Tired of running wild. Now I am yours and you are mine. Or maybe we wasn't. But we don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine. My best advice, no, don't you waste my time. In a different light, we are shining. In a warmer light, we are shining bright. But we don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. So we don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine. We don't have to. We don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. So we don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the saddles for the sunshine. Said we don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadow for the sunshine. La 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 la. La da da la la la. You and I, we don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine.
That is beautiful.
Thank
cool
you.
Song. Sun Little is playing live here in the studio. That one is called Suffer. He's also got a relatively new EP, which just came out, I believe, October, right? Called Invisible.
That's right.
You have talked about this record kind of coming about after the dust settling in your world. Busy. You were busy doing a lot of different things, or just kind of dealing with the stuff of life?
Well, you know, for a good while there.
I should tell people, you had a smile on your face just there.
I mean, I was, you know, for such a long time, I was busy with only one thing, which was kind of more like this, just, you know, kind of just running around.
Yeah.
And I think it's a struggle to find balance, you know. You kind of, the life things kind of go out the window sometimes when you're running around, you're focused on your work, you know, touring or playing shows or whatever it might be. And then maybe, you know, you come home, you get a little lazy, get a little complacent. And I had recently relocated to L.A., so trying to get settled there and get the lay of the land there. You know, maybe the pendulum swings too far in the other direction, you know. So I was, you know, I think in a way that's one of the themes overall here, is just trying to find balance in yourself, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I totally found that, but, you know, we got a record out of it at least.
You have talked about the struggles of being an artist and promoting yourself, which is not natural to your personality, right?
Can't say that's my forte.
You're not the big Instagrammer out there in the world?
You know, I try. I do my little part. I think, you know, sometimes my Instagram stories can be a little abstract, you know, people don't necessarily pick up, but yeah, it's difficult. Some of us.
Well, one of the things that has happened in music consumption over the last few years, as everything has moved digital, is you lose track of some of the liner notes and the credits,
yeah,
and things like that that you get in those booklets, right?
Absolutely.
That come either in vinyl or CD. And along your journey a couple of years back, you ended up with a Grammy Award.
I did.
Work that you did with, of all people, Mavis Staples.
I did.
Produced a record for her. How did you get that call?
You know, right place at the right time, basically.
I would imagine.
A lot of things, you know.
That's a good call to answer.
Well, yeah, we have a close mutual friend that admires us both and was just crazy enough to think that we might actually be able to do that. You know, we started conversing.
Do you like that role, producing?
I love it, you know. It's liberating in a way because you're not worried about all the things that the artist brain worries about, you know. Did I say that word right? You know, all these things you don't have to worry about, you know. And it's enjoyable for me to kind of shape a world, a musical world for someone else, or just steer.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we know that tune well. See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Mm-hmm. We've played it a lot here on the station. That won Best Roots Performance, right? 2016. Congratulations.
Thank
for that,
you.
By the way. Do you think you'll be doing more of that?
I hope so.
Yeah?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I've got a few little things I'm cooking up, but, yeah.
You got to get beyond this record first, right?
Yeah, I mean, one thing at a time, right?
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. It's great to see you again.
Thank you, and you too.
Congratulations. The new record is called Aloha. There's also a new EP called Invisible. Sun Little is my guest live in the studio. What do you want to wrap up with?
This one is called About Her.
Another one from the EP, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I mean, this one and Heroes 2 are both on the EP and the LP, so...
I told her I'm good. And she said it was cool. Go on, do what you want. Or don't. It's all over again.
That is About Her again. Sun Little is my guest, playing live in the studio today. The new record is called Aloha. Information online at sunlittle.com. And it's good to see you. Thanks so much.
And you too.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.